USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After Iran's president makes threatening remarks about the United States and an appearance on Sunday, President Trump sends an overnight tweet in which he warns the Iranian president not to threaten the United States again or it would suffer unprecedented consequences. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders saying of the president's message to Hassan Rouhani,
nuclear proliferation was something that he was not going to tolerate, something he would aggressively stand up and talk about, and he's certainly not going to listen to aggressive leaders from other countries and their empty threats against America, and he's going to stand up and make sure that we're protecting Americans.
She was speaking on Fox and Friends. A dive team is beginning an effort to raise the sunken duck boat that went down in a storm on a Missouri lake last week, killing 17 people. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra-long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
North of the border in Toronto, three people, including a gunman, are dead after a mass shooting on a city street last night. Authorities say the gunman randomly shot people as he walked along that busy street in the city's Greektown neighborhood and then started shooting into crowded restaurants. The Toronto police chief saying he's considering all possible motives, including terrorism.
And I'm looking at absolutely every single possible motive for this. I mean, when you have this many people that are struck by a gunfire, it's a grave concern.
Again, the gunman and two people are dead, and a dozen other people were wounded, and most remain hospitalized. A new report says North Korea wants the U.S. to make a bold move and to agree to a peace treaty before that isolated communist nation will talk further about denuclearizing. Record heat killing dozens of people in Japan. The temperature north of Tokyo today hit 106 degrees Fahrenheit. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A one-time campaign advisor to President Trump denying claims in FBI documents that claim he conspired with Russia. USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
Even as he became the subject of presidential tweets and Sunday interview broadcasts, ex-Trump campaign advisor Carter Page denied he knowingly helped Russia. He was on CNN's State of the Union.
No, I've never been an agent of the foreign power.
The FBI wiretapped him in 2016 on just that suspicion. Limited documents about the legality of that have just been released. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Face the Nation.
The Carter Page warrant is whether or not the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians. I haven't seen any evidence of it.
Democrats haven't either, but keep stressing the word yet as the Mueller investigation grinds on. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Mondelez Global, the company which owns Ritz Crackers, issuing a recall over possible salmonella contamination, announcing the voluntary recall for its products in the U.S., including Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. It impacts certain Ritz Crackers sandwiches and Ritz Bits products. And the actress best known for portraying Mrs. Dubcek on Third Rock from the Sun has died. Almarie Wendell passing away from an undisclosed illness at the age of 89. She had also turned up on shows like Seinfeld, Murphy Brown, and Empty Nest over the years. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.